Good evening. See if I can find the board that doesn't creak. I noticed Joth always used to move it. Anyway, good evening. Thank you. Yeah, I wasn't going to talk about anything else about family and that, but Michael's asked me to. So some of you will remember Susan, who was my first wife, was Michael's mum and the mother of the other two boys, who are sadly not here and won't be stood here at the moment. She had an hereditary neurological condition, which Michael, unfortunately, has inherited. It's a 50-50 chance. He's the only one of the three. But you might pray longer term, because his children, of course, have the same risk. At the moment, it's a terminal thing. But since his mum died, they have isolated the gene, but they don't know what to do with it yet. So they can now identify it, which they couldn't before. So it's quite rare. It doesn't have a name, except the name of the neurologist in Southampton who looked after Michael, or looks after Michael, and looked after his mum. So that's the background, and that's why Michael wanders a bit and staggers a bit and really struggles with the hearing. And sensory feel, so, you know, it's no good giving him a pin because he won't feel it. He'll probably stick it in himself and he won't feel it either. But thank you, Michael. That was very good, very helpful. All I did was try to knock it into shape. It was Michael's idea, given by God, I believe, and I'm grateful to the church, giving him the opportunity to say that. So, well done. Right, I never did get to see him or hear him in person, but I wish I had. Now, you might think I'm talking about the Lord Jesus, but I'm not. Not on this occasion. I can thank God, though, that for his message, and of course, you too. Just watch this little clip. It's about a minute and a quarter of Billy Graham in full flow.
He's alive! And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that there's more proof that Jesus Christ rose from the dead than almost any other fact in Roman history.
I'm going to ask you to get up out of your seat right now, hundreds of you, and come and stand in front of the platform and say, by coming, I want Jesus Christ to forgive my sin. I want to know I'm going to heaven. I want him to take over my life and be the director of my life.
Here's the way we're going to do it. I'm going to ask you to get up out of your seat all over this great auditorium and come and stand quietly and reverently here in front.
So you come on this beautiful, wonderful evening in this great stadium and make a historic decision of your life. You come right now, quickly, from everywhere.
If you're with friends and relatives, they'll wait on you. You can go back and join them after a while. But don't you turn away from Christ tonight. You come and receive him into your heart.
Just get up and come now. There's a doubt in your heart about your relationship with Christ. Come and settle it tonight. Right now, quickly, hundreds of you.
From up in the balconies and all around, you come. We're going to wait on you. Every head bowed in prayer.
You just say, Lord, I'm willing to surrender my life to you. I want you to come in and be the Lord and master of my life. I acknowledge that I have sinned.
Really need to add much, don't I? I'd love to stand here and say I went to one of those crusades and went forward, you know, on the call and did all that. But I was taken by school friends. We went to Earl's Court in London, 1965-ish, something like that. But I couldn't get in. I don't know why. I got separated, and by the time I got to the door, they weren't letting anybody else in. I didn't get the chance. 12 months later, God caught up with me through another evangelist, and that's why I stand here tonight. Billy Graham died earlier this year, which is why I wanted to just share these thoughts with you, and they're his thoughts from Scripture. He was 99 when he died. I think it was February or March. He said, when you hear Billy Graham has died, don't you believe it. I've just changed my address. The other week, well, 6 weeks or so ago, Margaret and I were reading at breakfast time, a thought for the day. And I just wanted to share this with you because it sort of fits with what Billy Graham said and what all of us should be saying and living. This is an American book, so I had to alter it slightly. A while ago, some local kids were playing in the back garden when my middle son, not Michael, came in and said, "Dad, one of the kids in the garden says he doesn't believe in Jesus." I shared his concern and said, "Well, that's hard. We need to pray for him." A little while later, my oldest son came in from the garden and said, "Dad, my brother's telling all the kids in the garden they're going to hell." I called my middle son in and suggested there may be a better way to tell our friends about Jesus. But he cut me off saying, "Dad, I just really want my friends to go to heaven." I almost sent him straight back out to preach his hellfire and brimstone. And I thought how well that fitted with the approach that Billy Graham was led to take when he carried out the evangelistic crusades. And it set me thinking, do I shout the good news from the rooftops? Do I really want my family and my friends to know the good news of Jesus? So I thought, well, I have to share it with you tonight. I had no idea who would be here. The idea or the thoughts came to me months ago. So if you're here tonight, it's because the Lord wanted you to be and to be reminded or to hear this message. And Billy Graham always said, the Bible says. And I think they should appear up there if Steve can keep up with me in the right order. Firstly, he said, all have sinned. All have sinned. Romans 3:23. Now, when I realized that 50 odd years ago, I decided to accept Jesus and to follow him. I was probably known as a goody-goody at that time. You know me better now. But I came to the conclusion that I had sinned. You know, it didn't matter how good I was at school or at home or whatever, what people saw, I had sinned because I'd sinned against God. And then the Bible says, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That amazing truth. When you think about it, just stop and think. And when I realized this, all that I'd heard, and yes, all I believed in God, I believed in God, I believed Christmas and Easter, all those nice things happened. And they all made sense, but I just never made it a personal issue for me, and I accepted that it was for me. And then the one that all of you, I'm sure, or most of you could recite, off by heart, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that whosoever believes in him may have eternal life. Like that boy in his back garden. He wanted all his friends to know that. All that time ago, 50 years ago, whatever it was, I came to realize that Jesus loved me so much, he'd done it for me. And that he is the only way to heaven. That is hard for some people to hear and accept. I understand that. But he is my salvation. He is my hope and my future. And then having done that, to me, he gave power to become a son of God. Brothers and sisters of Jesus. With each other. All one family. God's family. And it still amazes me that God has done what God has done for me in Jesus. I am born of God. I am now part of his family. So that's probably a good Baptist four-point sermon there in, I don't know what it was, 4 or 5 minutes. Very four-point message that was clear. But each of us individually needs to make that decision. For ourselves to accept Jesus as Saviour, to follow Jesus, to serve Jesus, to obey Jesus, and to keep falling in love with him. That was something I heard at the last time we had a church weekend. He gave up everything for me. And it's a phrase I've heard recently, is the grace of God is not cheap. It cost God dearly to save us. So it's great news, isn't it? Good news. Jesus died for us. Jesus saves us. If we believe and follow him, we're saved and we'll go to heaven. We have eternal life. The bad news is there is an alternative. And, you know, when I think of my family, some of you will know, and Joth used to refer to it as almost Abrahamic, in five sons and 13 grandchildren and four great-grandchildren. We just want them all to know Jesus, all to go to heaven, all to be there. I don't know what it will be like and how we'll relate and all that stuff. You don't know, but you just know it's the future and hope that we have. So years ago when I was at university, we did a bit of street evangelism, and one of the first questions we asked was, if you die tonight, do you know that you'll go to heaven? The alternative is not good news. Some of you will know, many of you and I recently celebrated a big birthday. 50 years ago, I was born again. And the Bible says, as Billy Graham says, the Bible says, Jesus says, I assure you, everyone must be born again. So, the question is, what do you need to do about it? And I suspect looking around the room, most of us have at some stage done it in our lives. You need to get down on your knees, metaphorically, if they won't go that far. But you need to, you know, bow before God, confess your sins, and that very old-fashioned word, repent. That is, turn away from sin and the old life of self. And if you listen to Billy Graham, there's loads of clips on YouTube. He talks about that. Accept that Jesus died in your place. Thank him for doing that. Invite him to come into your life and let him take first place. Follow him and know that you have a hope and a future. That's why Brian's doing what he's doing and what God's calling to. That's why Michael talks about the church and each of us having been a part of the church and doing various different things. So it's a challenge. And I have to say to you tonight, if you haven't done it before, do it tonight. Don't miss the opportunity to make peace with God. I had another chance when I missed out on listening to Billy Graham. That was God's way, God's plan. I can't explain that. But you may not have another chance. He wants to transform your life tonight. If you're a Christian, then like me, you need to renew your commitment. Once again, it's the way we are, we're human, we need to recommit and do that falling in love with Jesus who gave up everything for you. Do it afresh tonight. I thank God for Billy Graham and his message. I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of people have eternal life because of him, but we may not see the likes again. Thank you.